With the ongoing war in Ukraine raging, many in Africa and the world face famine. Russia and the Ukraine are major grain and wheat exporters to the world, accounting for conservatively 40% of the global supply. And certain countries, particularly in the Horn of Africa, are in desperate need for that grain, as they rely upon it to subsidize their own wheat and their current climate crisis that's happening there. According to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, he said that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is going to lead to growing hunger crises across African countries. And he claims there's no solution to the problem without, quote, bringing back the agricultural production of the Ukraine and the food and fertilizer production of Russia and Belarus back into the world markets despite the war. The UN is also calling for the Black Sea ports to be reopened to allow grains from Ukraine to reach Ethiopia and South Sudan in particular, as well as Syria, Yemen, and Afghanistan. Currently, all of the Black Sea ports out of Ukraine are under a Russian blockade, because according to the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, nearly 25 tons of that grain could be exported, but can't leave the country at the moment. This invasion is causing a worsening and ongoing food security crisis across East Africa, with the countries of Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, Sudan, and South Sudan projected to be the hardest hit. This area is experiencing its worst drought in 40 years, with three consecutive years of where the rainy seasons haven't been rainy, but have been very dry, and on pace with the general climate change that we're seeing around the world. When rain has come, it's been extreme and short periods, which is going to be an increasing trend with the warming planet. Some areas may actually continue to get the same amount of rainfall that they normally do, but instead of it happening over a three-month period, it can happen in a week. Bringing things back to give you some perspective, in October through December of 2019, we saw a very wet period in that area. However, it affected 3.4 million people and caused giant swarms of locusts from the massive rain to devour what crops did get wet. Additionally, temperatures across that region have been hitting record highs, and some 3 million livestock have died across southern Ethiopia and Kenya since mid-2021. According to the UN, they're projecting that some 20 million people in that area could go hungry and starve from famine. This, of course, is now just teeming with the global economic situation that's happening, where economies across Africa are fighting similar things to the West, with less ability to tackle it, such as rising inflation and the devaluing of their currencies. While sanctions against Russia have limited exports, raised costs for commodities such as wheat, gas, and oil. While at the same time, fertilizer costs are going way past what most farmers can afford, threatening next year's harvest, as Russia is the major producer of most fertilizers, and they're not exporting it, as we reported a few months ago. Ethiopia is also, as we've reported and I encourage you to check out, in the middle of a major civil war in the Tigray region. And that area has endured over 10 major droughts since 1980, and the situation this year looks like it's just going to get worse, as in Ethiopia, this past April, food inflation reached an unbelievable 43%. Even before the war in Ukraine, Kenya, for example, had 70% downward trend in crop production, affecting more than 3 million people in the country with acute hunger. And, just to give you more perspective, Russia provides 67% of the Kenyan wheat imports, and Ukraine provides 22%. So look at this. Between Russia and Ukraine, Kenya gets nearly all of their grains, of which they need to subsidize because they internally can't keep up with production because of the change in climate, and They don't necessarily have the money, means, or even innovation to do things like build reservoirs when the rain does come, have some very complicated, I don't know, irrigation systems, canals, all that type of stuff. They just don't have it, partially because the terrain is so difficult, let alone all these other factors like devaluing currencies and all these other things I've said. Such as to say, the war in Ukraine and Russia, the second order effects of it, and the way that the Western countries have been reacting to it, is leaving many regions of the world out to dry. And it can have a devastating effect, like famine in the Horn of Africa. Or something that I worry about, an opportunity for other actors, maybe actors that aren't as virtuous, to come in and take advantage of it. Such as giving these countries massive amounts in loans, only to suck out some more of their natural resources and leave the people in yet a further worse situation, which we've seen happen there time and time again. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.